many people keep asking about, I know you have addressed this before, Mark 11:13.
Mm-hmm.
That's
which says
when Jesus, I think when Jesus cursed the fig tree.
Can we read it? The fig tree.
Mark 11:13. And seeing from afar a fig tree having leaves, he went to see if perhaps he would find something on it.
Mm.
When he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for it was not the season for figs.
Mm.
In response, Jesus said to it, "Let no one eat fruit from you ever again."
Mm.
And his disciples heard it. So they came to Jerusalem. And then if we go down to where they see that it had withered, right?
Mm-hmm. It's the next day, Jesus was passing by and they saw. Said, "Master, the fig tree you cursed is dry." Said, "Master, the fig tree has dried." And Jesus said, "If you have faith like a mustard seed, you cursed the mountain. Go out and the mountain will leave." What was the Lord trying to tell them in that matter? Whatever you ask in prayer, believing you have received, you will see it happen.
Mm.
So basically, as Ruth read, Jesus came to the fig tree knowing that it wasn't the season. In the natural, there is time and season. But in the spirit, there is no season.
Mark 11 from verse 20.
Mm-hmm.
"Now in the morning as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots."
Mm-hmm.
"And Peter, remembering, said to him, 'Rabbi, look, the fig tree which you cursed has withered away.'"
Mm-hmm.
"So Jesus answered and said to them, 'Have faith in God.
My God.
For assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them,
mm-hmm.
and you will have them."
Hallelujah. This means Jesus is linking to faith.
Mm.
In the natural, faith cannot take a days off. There's no break in faith. There's no break in the fruit of the Spirit. God wants us to have faith at all times, in the night, in the day, every month, every single day.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the fruit of the Spirit. When Jesus said in the book of Luke, chapter 18, verse 8, "When the Son of Man comes on earth, will he find faith on earth?" The fig tree symbolizes when Jesus will come at that day to look for the fruit of faith. Look at your heart. Will he find faith in your heart?
Because that fig tree, the Bible says that there were leaves on it. So Jesus expected to see fruit because there were leaves.
That means, Ruth, faith and the fruit of the Spirit goes together.
Mm.
Faith works by love.
So that means that he was angry against the fig tree because it had an appearance that there was fruit, but there was no fruit. So in the same way, any one of us that claims that we believe in Jesus, but there's no fruit in our life, there's no fruit of faith in our heart, there's no fruit of the Spirit.
What you say it again. Say it again, the sentence you said. Say it again.
Any one of us that claim to believe in Jesus,
uh-huh.
but we there's no fruit of faith in our heart or fruit of the Spirit.
I will stop you because you are bringing something that is breaking my heart. It is true. That simply means when Jesus said, at the last day, when it's, "Lord, I prophesy, I cast out demons," you say, "I don't know you." The same way he spoke to the fig tree, will speak to those people. You don't have the fruit of the Spirit in you. His character is much more important than all this they're talking about. Faith will never take a day off. Faith is a lifestyle. We don't pretend to have faith. Faith is from the heart. That's why God will look at the heart at the day of judgment.
So there's no season for faith.
There's no season for faith. There's no season for love. There's no convenience for love. There's no convenient time.
There's no season for the fruit of the Spirit.
Yes. No break in faith.
Mm.
We must be in faith. We must be in love at all time. Jesus Christ is looking for full-time followers, not part-time followers. The part-time, they only go to church on Sunday. The less, they forget about faith. They live in the natural. If you are a believer, you are in the faith every single day of your life. Because the Bible says Jesus will come soon. We never tell you the day he's coming. So if you live by faith, you watch and pray without ceasing.
Where will Jesus find you? Will Jesus find you in faith?
Thank you.
Or in doubt?
So when Jesus comes at the last day to take true believers, he will do like the fig tree. Do you have the fruit? You will know them by the fruit. John 15, verse 6. Can we go to John 15, verse 6? So we have to examine ourselves today. That what Jesus values is character. Not I cast out demons. But the character, righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, the fruit of the Spirit, building God, the character, discipleship.
If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered. And they gather them and throw them into the fire and they are burned.
Now verse 3. Come to verse 3.
You're already clean because of the word which I've spoken to you.
Now continue.
Abide in me.
Abide in me.
And I in you.
And I abide in you.
As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself.
You cannot bear any fruit without being grafted in Christ. You can never bear fruit if you're not connected to Christ in faith. That's the gift of righteousness. Holy Ghost will come to you and begin to bring the fruit of the Spirit. But the Bible says, we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We are grafted like a branch, grafted in the olive tree of Christ. The life of Christ flows through us. We have his life flowing through us. And we bear the fruit of the Spirit when we are baptized and sealed by the Holy Ghost forever. That's the character Jesus is talking about.
He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit.
Much fruit. Yes.
For without me, you can do nothing.
Without me, you can do nothing. Christ abides in our heart through faith. Ephesians chapter 3 from 18 to 19. The question is, when Jesus will come at the day of judgment, he will judge the believer and unbelievers. That's the judgment of unbelievers. When they come to see their hearts empty, no fruit of the Spirit, you know where they go. But when he sees faith in you, in Christ Jesus, heaven, eternal life, righteousness, the fruit of evidence of faith in your heart, the fruit of the Spirit, the character, godly character, righteousness. That's why we have to be very careful. Seek first the kingdom and his righteousness. Not silver and gold, earthly things. Character. Only our character can testify to our faith in Christ Jesus. And that's the fruit.
So Jesus used that situation in the natural to teach his disciples and all of us, everyone, about the importance of having faith in our heart and the fruit of the Spirit in our heart at all times. Mm-hmm. Because when Jesus looks at us and sees the appearance that there should be fruit, our confession is, yes, I believe Jesus. Our confession is, yes, I'm a Christian. Our confession is, yes, I go to church. Jesus is looking for the fruit. And where the fruit is in your heart, and the fruit is faith and the fruit of the Spirit. And if it's not there, then that means we're like a withered fig tree because we have the appearance that the leaves are there, the fruit should be there, but no, it's dry.
The fig tree is telling you and I that Jesus is coming when you least expect it. We expect to live at a time of fruit. Jesus will come at a time, you don't expect it at a convenient time. He will come at a time you don't expect it to be there.
It's true. That's a very important revelation of this scripture because the Bible even says it was not the time for figs. So therefore, the disciples must have been confused looking at this from a natural point of view, thinking, why is he looking for figs when it's not the season for figs? In the same way, the Bible says the Son of Man will come like a thief in the night.
Yes. Why the night? Why night? What happened in the night, Ruth?
Because you're sleeping.
We sleep.
You're not alert.
Wake up, you sleeper. Watch and pray.
Yeah.
Don't allow your spirit, your mind to sleep. This body can sleep, but your spirit should never sleep. Watch in the spirit. Your spirit can have vision and dream from God. But if your spirit is, your mind is blocked, your spirit is blocked.
That reminds me of something. You asked the question, why do we need to feed our spirit more than our body? Well, we need to feed our spirit more than our body because our spirit never sleeps. Our spirit is awake all the time and our spirit never stops working.
Never.
So what are you feeding your spirit with?
Thank you. Thank you.
Our body has rest, natural rest, but our spirit, there's no rest in the spirit.
There's something in the passage you read that we don't look. The fig tree started withering from the root. Not just from the leaf, from the root. What is the root? It's your heart, your spirit. Jesus is the Lord of the living. Your spirit should live. If you have the Holy Ghost in your heart, life is there. The fruit start, the root start in your heart and manifest the fruit on the outside. If you don't have belief in your heart, there's no way you can have faith on the outside. If there's no root on the inside, there's no tree on the outside.
Yeah, you have to go back to that message about belief being the root of faith. The belief is the root and out of that comes the tree of faith. But if there's no root of belief in our heart, where's the faith going to come from? It has to be rooted in your heart first.
Help Lauren. Lauren says, so just to clarify, you mean the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians? Talk about, yes, my dear sister, the fruit of the Spirit. Love, perseverance, these are the fruit of the Spirit. These are the godly character. These are the characters of Jesus of Nazareth. By acting right, speaking right, behaving right, for God's sake. That's the fruit of righteousness, eternal life, that Christ is dwelling in you, Holy Ghost is dwelling in you. Only the godly character in you, the gift of righteousness, will express that Christ is truly living in you. Thank you.
So I think you have a clearer understanding now about the withered fig tree. Everything Jesus said was for a reason. There was no wasted word with Jesus. Everything Jesus said, everything he taught, every parable he told, it's for us in our spiritual life. So anything you don't understand, ask the Holy Spirit to bring you the divine meaning, because everything about Jesus is divine.